the Premier League on OTB.
Rashford thinks it into Cavani! Edison Cavani wins it!
Exclusive Premier League live commentaries every Sunday. The very best expert analysis on your phone and for free. Download the OTB Sports app now.
Stephen Doyle here with Stewie Byrne after our live commentary of Ireland versus Azerbaijan on Off the Ball. And unfortunately for the Republic of Ireland, it's finished 1-1. Shane Duffy scoring an equaliser in the 87th minute after a goal from Azerbaijan just before the 45th minute from their midfielder Emin Makhmudov, who'd scored two goals in the previous qualifiers against Serbia and Luxembourg. Stewie, just I suppose, starting from the start, the Irish game, the performance at the start of the game, the opening 10-15 minutes, it looked promising enough. The crowd were really up for it. The first time we've had supporters here in nearly 2 years watching an Irish team. And they really got behind the team, and the team started off very well.
Well, I suppose really, you know, we spoke about it before the game. We spoke about Ireland in past games, how they've maybe sort of struggled to kind of really impose themselves on games like this, whereby they're ultimately the favourites. They're at home, and they're the favourites, and they're expected to go and dominate the game, or at least be the team in the ascendancy. And certainly, the first 10-15 minutes, it certainly looked like that. A couple of opportunities we created. Probably should have scored as well. And the crowd was buzzing and everyone, you know, really got going. But ultimately, we kind of hit a bit of a brick wall. And in that, Azerbaijan, to their credit, defended extremely well. We kind of we knew they were going to play like that. They were very, very resolute, very compact, very narrow. Plenty of bodies in the box, plenty of bodies behind things, and just made it very difficult for Ireland. So it was important that Ireland were able to kind of move the ball left to right, work Azerbaijan in the hope that they would tire in the last 15-20 minutes of the game. I don't think they did enough of that, to be honest. I think at times they played some good stuff, but at times it was erratic. I think the change in personnel from the Portuguese game didn't effectively work for me. Malumbi was full of running, full of energy, but I just thought at times he was a little bit loose. He left Cullen a little bit isolated. And what was happening was Azerbaijan were able to kind of get out centrally. They were playing the ball around Malumbi because he was making runs out of his natural central position. So the dynamic was just a little bit loose there for me. Connolly, I felt, was playing a little bit too high up the pitch, too easily marked. And wasn't able to kind of get turned or get a run at the fullback. And obviously, Stephen Kenny made that change at half time. He recognised that, brought on Daryl Horgan. And then there was a huge injection of pace, created a couple of opportunities, lifted the crowd. But it all just became a little bit predictable, Stephen, in the end. I mean, we talk about the Azerbaijan goal. It's a world class strike out of nothing, you know. He's gone nowhere. I mean, and there's pressure on the ball. Okay, you might argue you need to maybe, it being the 45th minute and we're just at half time, you know, go and foul him, or maybe just go and just put a foot in, just put him down.
The Irish players would have seen his goal against Luxembourg during the week. It was a free kick and it was from range, so they knew he had a shot in him. Surely they would have known that he's trying to find a bit of space in the edge of the box. You have to go out and stop that shot.
That's a fair
in.
Point, yeah, but there's pressure there, like, because you know, Seamus Coleman's gone and squeezed him. Cullen's come in as well, so there's pressure there, and I think they think they're comfortable. They're kind of almost thinking, do you know what, go and shoot, because it's going straight to the goalkeeper, but he's put it in top corner. So you'd be critical maybe of the pressure on the ball. They need to go and close it down, need to shut it down. Didn't do that, and we're coming in at half time going, oh my lord, it's not this again, like, you know. And you can't help but feel that every time we concede, that's how the Irish players feel. And it took them, was the 87 minute the goal? Took the 87 minute for us to get the goal. Now ultimately it came. It's no more, you know, no more than what we deserved. But what would worry me from the second half especially, and parts of the first half, would be that we were a little bit predictable. We certainly have players in the likes of Parrott and Connolly that can kind of drop in and get turned and cause trouble. Robinson's the same, Daryl Horgan's the same. I didn't see enough of that from any one of those four players today to suggest that they can offer something different. It was all just too, literally Azerbaijan just parked 11 players in the box and said, just cross balls and we'll head them away, and or else the goalkeeper will come and catch them. And that's what we pretty much did, you know.
I'll come back to you in the three forwards in a minute, Stewie, but just to ask you, you know, when we look back at the Portugal game, But two things about that, because everybody said this was going to be a different game today. We all knew this. Supporters knew it. Analysts knew it. Former players knew it. They knew it was going to be a different type of game. They knew that Ireland were the team that were going to be doing most of the defending in Portugal and trying to hit Portugal on the break, which they did really well. So Stephen Kenny had to plan today for a different type of game where they were trying to break down the opposition. So why wasn't there an effective game plan for that? And also, was it possible that the players were maybe a little bit leggy? He made just three changes from that Portugal game. Is there a chance that players, and especially at the start of the season, when they're not fully conditioned, they're just out of pre-season, still trying to get their legs at the start of the season, some players maybe only playing 3-5 games, some players playing none. So with those kind of two things in mind, what would you say?
No, I don't. I personally don't buy that. I think players at this stage of the season are fresh. They've come off the back of a decent break and off their holidays, and playing three games in the space of 7 days isn't hugely difficult at this stage of the season. You know, it's a complication towards the middle or end of a season, but at this stage of the season, I don't see the issue. I didn't see anything out there in the players to suggest that they were leggy. What I just felt was we were maybe
so it was down to the game plan,
lacking ideas up here. Like, you know, just maybe one or two players trying to do something different. Maybe it's the young team. That inexperience probably showed itself a little bit, because we probably needed players to be just a little bit cleverer, a little bit calmer.
But we said in the commentary as well, Stewie, that the three players that he played up front, and these are the players that a lot of supporters have been crying out to see in the team: Aaron Connolly, Adam Eade and Troy Parrott, who have been very successful playing together with the under-21s team. They know each other's game. They've come through the age grades together. So why didn't it click today? Was it just the discipline of the Azerbaijan defence?
I think we came up against a very, very good defensive unit in Azerbaijan, and it needed something different, someone on the pitch to maybe say, this is not working, we need to kind of get onto one or two players, say maybe Aaron Connolly, just drop in deep, you know, make him come and mark you. You're just standing on his toes, it's too easy for him to mark you. Fullback doing a good job on him. And Troy Parrott was a little bit in and out of the game as well. On occasion, I'll give credit to Troy Parrott, he did try to drop in and he drifted a little bit, tried to get in, get himself into that little central pocket area and get torn. Did it on a couple of occasions, but would have liked to have seen him do a lot more.
He only had a shot in the second half.
Would have liked to see him.
He didn't have anything really in the first half, did he?
Yeah, no, nothing in terms of chances. But I mean, how many chances did we have in the first half? I'd say about five or six. You'd probably say three or four of them were half chances, but we had two or three really good opportunities. One of them goes in, it's a different game. You know, it's a different story. And unfortunately, we're now sort of still. It's tough, Stephen. Like, I mean, it's. I'm trying to kind of come up with sort of a way of sort of articulating what we're looking at, but it's and try to defend the team, but it's getting very hard to do it. Like, you know, because you can't be this unlucky, or forever. Like, you know, or maybe you can. I don't know. Maybe you can. Something has to give at some stage, like, you know. But you have to look at our inability to convert chances. It's a huge problem. It's the single biggest problem we have at the moment, because we're getting ourselves into opportunities to score goals. We just lack the composure and the little bit of quality at that particular time. Put the ball in the back of the net, and that tells me. What does that tell me? Is it a confidence issue? You know, is it just a confidence issue with this team at the moment?
But the central midfield area, you did seem to be key, and we even spoke at half time. You were looking at pictures from that first half and seeing that there were holes being left because of the runs maybe being made by Jason Malumbi. And when he plays Malumbi and Cullen in there together, is that too much inexperience to have in what is it the most pivotal area of the pitch? You know yourself, so from your own playing days,
I'd be a huge fan of Jason Malumbi. I love his energy, I love his aggression, and you need that in a team, no doubt about it. But I felt he imbalanced us today. I felt he imbalanced the team. He isolated Cullen. I think back to the game against Portugal the other night when you had Cullen and Hendrick. They never moved from that central position, right? But that meant that we always had that defensive shield, But it meant also that we had Cullen and Hendrick getting on the ball, two very, very good footballers, and keeping us ticking over, okay, all the time. Today, what I seen was Cullen and Malumbi. Cullen, I thought was his use of the ball in the first half was excellent. I thought he was very, very good again. But Malumbi was drifting away from him, kind of big gaps starting to appear. And what was happening was Azerbaijan, the goalkeeper was getting the ball in his hands, throwing it out centrally, and they're just playing around around Malumbi, you know, and then they're coming at Cullen in waves, like, you know, coming at the back four or at the back five in waves, and I just felt we didn't deal with that, and it's all about balance, you know. And the balance was there against Portugal, it wasn't there today.
That's frustrating though, because the manager sees that, the assistant manager sees that.
Yeah.
Would they not address it?
Yeah, well, they made changes. Obviously, brought Daryl Horgan on to replace Connolly. Felt that maybe Horgan would give the fullback something different to think about, which I felt he did for about 10-15 minutes. And then it sort of died again, didn't it? And
yeah.
You know, Azerbaijan are time wasting. We're getting frustrated.
It was almost like Horgan came on for that first 10-15 minutes, gave everybody a real injection. Not just the players, the supporters as well. They reacted to Horgan's live wire performance in those opening 15 minutes of the second half, but then it started to fade, and as that was fading, Azerbaijan kind of realised, we've got a goal lead here, we're going to try and hang on to, and then it was suddenly that two banks of five and four players just bedded in.
We'd no answer for it, you know, and because we didn't have that one player maybe that can just sit himself into a pocket and say, giving into me, get turned. I mean, they had a couple of players. I'm just thinking of the number 10 for them. Was it Emery, was it? Or
Emrelli.
You know, yeah. Two or three occasions in that first half, he has that ability to be able to play with his back to the game. He's under pressure and he's just turning left, turning right. He's beating two players, he's drawing in a foul, or he's opening the game up for Azerbaijan. And you're looking at him and I'm kind of going, We don't have someone like that. Maybe we do have someone like that, but maybe in the likes of Callum Robinson, can he do that? Probably can, but he'd have to be told to do it. But we don't have a natural player like that that could change a game that was as rigid and as tight as that. You know, it just all became very predictable for Ireland, working the ball wide, putting deliveries into the box where there's 9 or 10 Azerbaijan players, and ultimately they went and headed everything clear, or the goalkeeper came and caught everything, and it was bread and butter stuff to them, like, you know, just needed something different to open them up. Didn't come, but we got the goal. Certainly, you know, Ireland certainly deserve at least a draw out of the game, if not maybe to possibly even win it. But
and a great ball from Josh Cullen that led to the goal.
Yeah, and what you'll notice about the goal, if you have a look at it again, it's probably the very few occasions in the game where Azerbaijan are slightly stretched, because it's an angled ball that's come in from 40 yards out. We didn't work it down the pitch. We didn't work it wide, which allowed Azerbaijan to get back and get set. It came in early and direct, and you know, Duffy's ultimately he got a free header because the keeper can't even react to it. That's probably the one time in the game he didn't come for a cross, because he came and punched everything else, like, you know. So that was something different, because it was a different ball. It was an early ball in from a deep position that kind of caught them out a little bit. That's where you get your opportunities.
Gavin Bazunu, you know, making his fifth appearance for Ireland, just 19 years of age, and you know, so much pressure on his young shoulders. He seems well able to handle it. He didn't get tested too much today, but maybe there was a couple of scary moments for him as well, but he did pull off a couple of good saves as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, dropped the high ball that could have been a little bit dodgy for us, but couldn't blame him for the goal. It's an absolute world-class strike, to be quite honest with you. He's kind of hit it out of nowhere, came through bodies. Can't blame him for that. His use of the ball at his feet, it's top-notch. Top-notch. I mean, there was a couple of occasions in that game where he's got the ball at his feet and he's looking at Adam Eda directly in front of him, 60-70 yards out, and he's just pinged one into his chest. It's top-notch stuff, like, you know. I always never understood why other goalkeepers can't do that. And we're keeping possession, like, you know. He's not lobbing one up high from Adam Eda to head it on. He's actually drilling it in low into his chest, so the defender can't come and get it off him. So that's an invaluable asset to have. And he'll just get better and better, like, you know.
Darragh O'Shea was obviously missing, and that meant that Seamus Coleman had to come in playing the back three with Matt Doherty playing on the right-hand side. And you just wonder, was that key to today as well? Because Seamus Coleman had so much joy when he was playing as a right-wing back. And Matt Doherty even said in the pre-match press conference, he likes playing on the left because it opens the pitch out for him, because he can play on both feet then. And Yeah. You know,
still,
we can go.
Still got forward Seamus Coleman in that first half, I have to say, because he's got that cover, doesn't he? You know, the way you operate that back five is that if the ball's down the right-hand side, you've got two right-side players that can go forward, and the other three just shuffle around. You know, it's like that arc system, you know. You're just constantly sort of... I have to get my arc right here, sorry. It's like this. It's just that system all the time. So if you've got two go forward, these just come around, like, you know, and that's how he operated. And there was times... good intricate play between Doherty and Coleman, and we might have overhit passes and we were looking to get in behind them, just didn't come off. But it's just all about scoring goals now, Stephen. It really is. It's about converting those chances now to goals, which just isn't happening.
And of course Serbia up next, but as well, even on today, you know, Stephen has most of his players there really available. He can't have too many complaints about, you know, big name, like obviously Daryl Shea was a big loss today, but you know, he's got the guts of the players that he would like playing in a squad there. So, you know, looking ahead to Tuesday now, we have to worry about Seamus Coleman. He looked like he might have a bit of a knock towards the end. Adam Eda looked a bit leggy as well. You know, they would be concerned because they're two players you would definitely want starting against a side as good as Serbia.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, there's big pressure on the game on Tuesday, there's no doubt about it. Like, people know what they're looking at, Stephen. Like, Pete, like, said this on the other night against Portugal as well. People are so well informed now about the game.
Yeah.
You know, so knowledgeable, because, you know, there's so much coverage of it. Everyone, they know what they're looking at. And if what they see is good quality or an attempt to play football, and if they see energy, and if they see... you know, hard work, they can accept results, you know. But if they don't see that, then it becomes a complication. Now, saw against Portugal, saw at times tonight, but then at times it kind of reverted to kind of old style Ireland, didn't it? And almost try and get a goal on sheer will.
A lot of people would make fun of Mick McCarthy, who, you know, has always said you've got to get cross into the box, you've got to get there are people who would be supporters of Stephen Kenny, want to see Ireland play good passing football, you know, who would be watching, you know, Mick McCarthy style football at the end of that game, and the people who are criticising Stephen Kenny will be kind of going, well, look,
I totally take that point, but that's the way this game went. You know, we conceded to a goal out of absolutely nothing. Azerbaijan were just parking the bus, and ultimately we had to just... it's the way the game went. We didn't have the players, I don't think, to be able to kind of, like I was saying, you know, drop into central areas and get turned and create a little bit of magic, try something really unusual. Like, you know, we were fairly set in our own ways, but it's...
he's under pressure now.
He's under pressure, Stephen. Yeah, I mean, look.
He came into today off the back of a really good performance. I think there was goodwill from a lot of quarters, but, you know, there was messages coming into off the ball. There's people complaining about this performance today. They're not happy. They think Stephen Kenny's out of his depth. What does he do now on Tuesday?
Well, it's exhausting. Like, I mean, like, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. I'm emotionally exhausted with the crowd. It must be exhausting for them. I mean, it's tough, but he's in the hot seat. He's in the big seat, like, you know. So it's his job to lift them up, to pick them up, to maybe have a look at the Serbia game and say, maybe try and tweak it again, go for a slightly different performance against them. You know, that's his job. But all eyes on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Well, we will have full live commentary again for you from the Aviva Stadium. It will be myself and Stewie on board for that game as well. But unfortunately here tonight, another 2 points dropped in the World Cup campaign. In fact, just the first point on the board for the Republic of Ireland. They've drawn here with Azerbaijan 1-1.